I think it's important that we make veterans and seniors aware of what's available in their own communities. When I served as a superintendent for the Henry County Veterans Assistance Commission, I had a Korean War veteran who needed assistance, who had two Purple Hearts bayonet wounds to his belly and did not realize he was eligible for some veterans benefits, specifically VA health care. And I think it's important we educate and make people aware, especially of those services that may be right across the street from them locally. And so as a veteran myself, I think it's important that since I've come across different veterans' needs and senior needs, that we try and make them as aware as we possibly can.
And I think that's the other thing. You hinted at the fact that, of course, an important part of the population is veterans, but seniors, too, sometimes they don't realize what, you know, may be out there that they can access. So a little bit about kind of this setup is for them, too.
Absolutely. We've expanded. Last year, if you recall, it was Aledo or Mercer County Veterans Resource Fair. This year, it's Mercer County Veterans and Seniors Resource Fair, because a lot of what we provide as information for veterans certainly is the same, in most cases, information that a senior may need as far as adaptability of things within their own household to make it more convenient for them to turn a doorknob or to answer the phone, just some of the common household items like that.